Oh. You know, there was an interesting thing. King of the Hammers Jeep entered a stock Gladiator, their new pickup truck, in the Everyman Challenge.
Oh, I saw some pictures of that. Yeah, how did that go?
They finished the race. They were about 10 minutes away from the finish line at the cutoff time, which was 10 o'clock, but Dave Cole said anybody that's been out on the course all day and is within a half an hour of the finish line or whatever can go ahead and finish, and he's done that before. So he let them go ahead and officially finish the race. And this starts a whole new marketing battle.
Oh, they paid him. You know they paid him a lot of money for that one.
Oh, they sponsored the program this year. They were one of the main sponsors of King of the Hammers. But Ford has the Ford Raptor, and I think it was last year or the year before, they drove one down to Baja, finished the Baja 500, I think it was, and drove it back. Chevy recently drove one of their trucks through the Rubicon, and now Jeep, they haven't even released that truck yet. This is the first one out in general public. Finishes the King of the Hammers. That's going to be a
tough bragging rights.
Yep.
That, well, people know, yeah. I can't imagine how they did that. The truck wasn't lifted or anything? It was bone stock?
No. Save Off-Road prepped it, so they have to do all the safety work. They had two co-drivers. I think they did, you know, they... In that class, they can do like shocks, but you know they can be they can't have bypass shocks or anything like that. There's very little you can do to the truck, really. Maybe change tires, a little bit of lift.
Wow.
And the Levi Shirley, who was driving it, said it was the Warren Winch that got him through the course. That and the two co-drivers that stacked all the rocks.
Well, I guess, you know, we always look at stacking rocks as cheating. Well, Joe does anyway. But hey, Vinny. Hey, Lori. I see you guys on there.
Hey, Vinny.
We're just talking about King of the Hammers.
Stacking rocks is cheating, but sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah, I was just talking about
Joe's pretty, you know, he's pretty hardcore about that. About not stacking rocks, but sometimes it is necessary. I agree, but yeah, you've ridden with Joe.
Yeah, I've tried. I followed Joe, or rather, I didn't follow Joe.
So no, I mean, you're supposed to be able to pick your line, and you know. Not stack rocks, but there's
no,
time.
I agree. Well, I totally agree.
Yeah, us hardcore old timers, that's what we are. Hey, I got a call today from the Southern California Land Rover Club. One of their guys is a member, and he wanted to know why they're not members of Corva. And I said, I don't know, but we'd love them.
He wanted to know why they're not.
Yeah.
You, aren't you supposed to be asking him that question?
Yeah, why aren't they?
That's why I mentioned it. It was kind of like
where are they out of?
You know, the guy's a member, so we have his email and stuff. His name is John Matthews, and so it sounded like he's near, somewhere nearish Cleveland, maybe. Oh, you know what? Let me look on his.
I'm looking it up right now. Southern California Land, Greater Los Angeles, San Bernardino.
Yeah, he said they do the OHV patrol. Oh, here he is. Yeah, and he did the recurring payment and another $20. A donation. He's in Yorba Linda.
Yeah, well, that's close to me.
Yeah. So I'll send you his information.
Yeah, send me his, yeah. Mailing address, Bakersfield. All right, what's his name?
John Matthews. With one T.
Huh.
Yeah, I got a different... The Southern California Land Rover Club.
Yeah.
Okay. Keenan Fleck, President. John Short. No John Matthews, but maybe he's in there. Oh, maybe
he's in there somewhere.
Okay.
It's on his profile too. SoCal Land Rover under Club. Jim and Roberta and Mike, welcome.
We're here.
Do we give it a couple more minutes?
We're going to have to because we need a quorum. And there's Diana. It's 7:02.
I started dialing at 7.
Yeah, it takes. I've been on here for 10 minutes.
Hi, Kevin and Roberta. Jim, did you survive all the cold out at the Hammers? Or you didn't go out until it was warm?
Yeah, right.
I went out there the Thursday before a week before the race.
Oh, okay. So you got to experience all the cold.
My heater worked good. And other than walking back and forth to dinner, it wasn't too bad.
Good. I had some friends that went down, and they stayed in a rooftop tent mounted on the front of their Jeep trailer. They said they'll never go down there in a tent again.
Yeah. I would call them fools, cold fools.
No, they're still in their, mid-30s, maybe early 40s. So they're young. They can handle it.
No, they just got older, a lot older.
Yep. And wiser. Here's another one.
Yeah, this is Frederick, though. He's not a board member. Frederick, this is only a board member participation call.
Okay, I'll hang up. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Bill.
That's not what I meant to say, but I meant to say that there wouldn't be others talking. But
hey, I'm looking at this Land Rover thing, and Randy Bannis is a past president.
Aha. All right.
That's the only name I recognize.
So the way I read the bylaws, and I know Diana's been going through here too. Okay, who's this person?
Bruce.
Which one? I can't tell.
Brazil.
There you go.
I was having some computer problems here, so sorry about being a little late.
No.
Not a problem.
And there's Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Yep. Hello.
Okay, so we have 10 board members. We need one more board member. So I can text Ed Stilvin. He's waiting for me to text him.
Okay. Does he need to get on the call now or just when we vote?
Well, I think you should get on the call now thing. Yeah.
Okay. Can we go ahead and start?
Yeah, let me just see who's missing. Let me see if I can text Bob and Bruce Switcher. Okay.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming on this call. Hate to drag you away from your lives.
You're welcome.
Yes, no worries. This is what we live for.
Anybody have any?
Well, not exactly. Not exactly.
Any issues that they're having that they want to bring up while we're waiting? Everybody's doing great.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, you're dead.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. There's Ed Stoven. So we've got 11 board members on.
Okay. Let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And we'll do a quick roll call.
After the roll call, Ed, can you mute your phone unless you have a question, okay? I know you're partying. It's Ed's birthday.
Oh, birthday. Ed, thank you for getting on.
Okay, we have Vinny.
I'm here.
Bruce, Brazil.
Here.
Jim Clark's here. Chad on the phone. Wayne Ford. Amy Granite.
Here.
Bob Hamm. Charlie Lowe.
Yes.
Lori
Lewis. Here.
Here.
Charlie Lowe's here. Lori's here.
Lori's here.
Hi, Lori. Diana Mead.
Here.
You there, Mike Moore.
Here.
Ed Stoven.
Here.
He's muted, but he's
Stoven's
here.
There.
Oh, there you
he's
go.
He's there. Bruce Wichiter. Jim Woods.
Here.
Roberta.
Here.
All right. And we do have a quorum. Okay. The reason I'm calling this meeting is we have a problem with Chad, our VP of administration, and I've asked him to resign. He has not chosen not to resign or respond to any type of correspondence. So we're running a business here. This is not a club of, you know, friends driving their off-road vehicles around. We're a respected business, and we need to be professional and have integrity. So looking at the bylaws, the only thing I can see we can do to protect Corva is to recall Chad as VP, director, or board of director, vice president of administration. Let's see. So I have here make a move to recall him, and then we'll have discussion. Do we want to have discussion first and then have a motion to recall?
I think we should discuss what he's done first. I mean,
okay.
Why are we recalling him? I mean,
but
I've heard hearsay, but
this is Roberta Roberts' rules. Someone makes a motion, not Ken, makes a motion moving to recall. It's seconded. Then we have discussion. Then we vote.
Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I will make the motion to remove Chad Choplin as our VP of administration.
Thank you, Jim.
I'll second that. This is Vinny.
Thank you, Vinny. Okay. I'll start off on this. Of why this motion is being called for. Shortly after Chad Copton was elected, he passed off all of his duties as far as the newsletter to Ken Oyer. And other than being out in the field talking to people occasionally, he didn't do much. He attended a couple booths that we put on, a couple benefits at Carnegie, and helped out. I tried to work with him and coach him on learning what the issues are and how we deal with them, and on talking to people, and he did not seem to want to move in that or learn, you know, what we actually do here at Corva. I started hearing some complaints from board members. Later on, I heard more complaints from members about the way he presented Corva and how he was actually kind of taking advantage of his position at Corva for his own personal gain. Nothing major, nothing monetary. So I asked him to resign after all of this. You know, we gave him lots of time to learn and fit in. So I called him, asked him to resign. He basically blamed all his issues on us. So I asked him to resign again, and I've sent him several emails, text, phone messages, Facebook messages. I can't find a good address for him, so I haven't been able to send him a certified letter. And so after I asked him to resign, his response in the public eye was to go to club meetings of the clubs that put on our jamboree here in the north and tell the club members that they should abandon Corva, that we weren't doing anything for them. And we cannot have people talking about Corva like that, that are members of our board. I expect integrity out of everybody. You know, I realize we're all busy. We do what we can. We at least try to do something, and I really appreciate it. But we got to have integrity, and we need to be professional. So that's my take on this. If any other board of directors have anything to say on this or have any questions, I'm open to them.
I have an addition for you, Ken, and I think it's kind of an important thing. Two different times Chad has been entrusted with Corva awards and or store items. And his accounting for those things has been not just remiss, but they got lost. And then suddenly a couple of awards turned up in a corner of the hall on the night of the Jamboree in October that were ones that the best I could come up with are the ones that he probably had.
Just 1 second. Can I ask everybody? There's someone who just came on the line. Who is it?
Hi. Hey, Amy, it's Bruce. I'm having to use my landline.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize the call.
No, just
had to make sure who it was.
I'm letting you know so you can count the vote. Or count the
okay.
vote.
Okay. Do you want to update it, or Roberta,
no,
do you
no,
have
no,
the motion
just go
written
ahead.
Down?
Go, you don't need to go back. Just keep going.
Okay.
Okay. Diana, you were speaking.
That's it. You know, we are all responsible and accountable for, items that are the property of Corva on occasion, whether that's banners or, awards or, store goods, it doesn't really matter. But we have to have high integrity with it. We have to be able to account for it, bring it to events, and Chad has let us down on that. He was supposed to bring a projector to an annual meeting, and instead of bringing the projector, he just didn't show and didn't bother to tell anybody he wasn't coming. These are typical things with Chad, and that's just unfortunate. But it reaches a point where we have to be able to count on each other, whether we are in love with each other or not. We have to be able to look at each other and know that we're all in this for the good of this organization and for access.
Thank you, Diana.
This is Amy. The most upsetting thing that I got a call from a member, and they wanted to know for their club why they should be continue being members of CORVA if we have somebody like this who's still on our board of directors who's telling people that CORVA isn't doing anything and that they shouldn't give them any money and they shouldn't do anything with CORVA anymore. And that was what Chad was saying at a board, one of the board meetings for the Northern California clubs. And they said that they didn't really believe it because they trusted CORVA, but to have somebody out like this spreading rumors and speaking against CORVA, they just didn't understand how we could let it happen. I told them we have a system, and I'll take the information to the president and talk about it. And I don't know when it reached that point for him, but somewhere along the line it did, where he just started lashing out. Normally we try to send a registered letter, but as far as I can ascertain, he's living in a trailer and somebody's on someone's property somewhere. Sure, he has a mailbox somewhere, but we don't know what it is.
Hi, this is Jim Woods.
Hi, Jim.
I did not vote for him. I abstained. He has never done a thing for CORVA. He has been very, very negative at an event I was at. It was just rude. But more than that is we all do a job. In the South, we work our asses off to raise money for CORVA. If we look at how much we raise a year, probably 25% of our budget. And Chad was happy to take over $1,000 worth of product after the last election. And we trusted him with it. And the son of a gun won't even bother to return a phone call from anybody, including me. And I was nice to him there, even after I told him, you're a lazy bastard, haven't done stuff. Anything at all for us. So as far as I'm concerned, discussion is over. Why do we have someone that has a chance to vote or can say he can vote or say he's on the board when he is nothing but derogatory for our organization? We all work way too hard for this stuff. I think we need to lick our wounds and go on. I think the fact that he has over $1,000 worth of product, we're never going to see it, so forget it. So I'm ready for you guys to all call the vote and be done with this.
Everybody needs to
after discussion, of course, and go on from there and find somebody who's willing to do the job that he has promised he would do, which he hasn't done since day one. So that's my feeling.
Thanks, Jim. Does anybody else have any other comments? If not, I have one more. I happened to go to the Stanislaus County grant meeting last week, and Chad was there. I walked up to him, offered him my hand, and tried to have a conversation with him, and he completely ignored me. Like, I wasn't even there. But anyway, if nobody else has any other comments, I'm going to call for a vote.
I just want to let you know Wayne Ford is on the call now.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
You're just in time to vote. Do you need to get a recap?
No, that's not necessary.
Okay, I was just going to call for a vote.
And are you going to do a roll call vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
You should do a roll call vote.
We'll go right down the roll call here and take a vote. Everybody ready?
Someone try and mute your phone.
There it is.
Okay, whoever that was, thank you. You can unmute it when your name is called and so you can respond, but thanks for that.
Okay. Vinnie Barbarino?
I vote yes.
Bruce Brazil? Bruce Brazil? You're on mute.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Chad doesn't get a vote. Wayne Ford.
Wayne Ford votes yes.
Amy Granite.
Yes.
Bob Hamm is not with us. Charlie Lowe.
Yes.
Lori Lewis.
Yes.
Diana Meade.
Yes.
Mike Moore. He's not on the call,
yes.
Is he? Oh, you are.
Yes, I am.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to hear you. Ed Stoven.
Get rid of the bomb. Yes.
All right. Happy birthday, Ed. Go party.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bruce Witcher.
Yes.
Jim Woods.
I will second Ed Stoven's statement.
Roberta Woods.
Yes.
All right. So the motion passes. So we need to really look at how we're going to handle recruiting and vetting people in the future. This is something we can discuss offline amongst ourselves and bring up, and maybe it's something we can discuss at our annual meeting. One thing I did with Tommy, who's doing our some of our business affiliate outreach, is I had him read all a bunch of our Araya magazines and research us and kind of give me a little report on what he thought Corva was all about. And he did a good job, and he had some great values. So moving on in the future, if anybody's got any suggestions, let's bring them up. And we got to find volunteers. I know it's tough to do. Anybody else have anything else to add tonight?
This is Bruce. I've got a question.
Yes, Bruce.
A little off base, but it's got to do with something pertinent. Those of you that understand the American Constitution, Seventh Amendment has to do with jury by trial. And the way I read it is once the trial is over, the verdict of the jury cannot be debated or brought up again in another court. Is that a correct assumption?
I believe, this is Jim Woods, I believe yes it is, just like in small claims, if you go there and you say I'll settle for 7, but you really should have got 12, you cannot go back and ask for the more. So I think no.
Right. Okay, the reason I ask...
Would it be like double jeopardy in a way? You know, you can't convict somebody or charge them with the same crime twice?
Well, this would be more of civil court, and I'm thinking Carnegie as to why the state separated out the complaints by the Connolly Ranch. Because part of it will be with a judge, and part of it will be with a jury trial. And so I imagine it's a good move by the state, because then Connolly's cannot appeal the ruling.
Hmm.
I just wondered.
Good question. We could debate it. I'm going to call for adjourning the meeting.
Okay.
The reason the meeting was called was completed. We'll let everybody get back to their lives. Appreciate the attendance on the special meeting. It's great to have everyone support and be unanimous. It's really... says a lot about the integrity of everyone on the board.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for being here.
And yeah, sorry.
Anyone second
waiting.
The motion
just,
to adjourn?
I second
the motion.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.
See you all in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yep. 2 weeks. Bye.
Thank you.